Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Katie Gillen with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, following lengthy discussions at County House in Lifford, Donegal County Council has agreed to proceed with active travel plans for Letterkenny. Today's Donegal County Council meeting was adjourned briefly this morning as a mark of respect to the two teenagers who passed away after getting into difficulty in Lough Swilly earlier this month. Police in Tyrone have renewed their information appeal after a Donegal woman died in a two-car collision near the Ulster American Folk Park outside Omagh on Saturday afternoon. And Letterkenny councillor is asking where the €1.5 million taken up in speeding fines in Donegal since 2019 has gone. These stories in full plus more to follow. Oisin Kelly will have the latest sports news at around 15:15. But first, following lengthy discussions at County House in Lifford, Donegal County Council has agreed to proceed with active travel plans for Letterkenny. There was much concern that the work scheduled to be carried out on the Ballyrain Road and Circular Road would compound the existing traffic issues in the town. The works will see the implementation of additional cycle lanes and the signalisation of two roundabouts. Councillor Kieran Brogan warned that the projects were premature and called for the passing of the Part 8 regulation to be deferred. He believes there are alternative solutions.
I'm very concerned about the impact that it's going to have on some businesses in the area and also the impact it's going to have in traffic as well. We're taking away a third of the carriageway, the inside lane, to put in two bicycle lanes, and I think it's premature and I think it's wrong that we're going ahead with this at this stage, because traffic is a huge problem in Letterkenny, and I think the senior management of Donegal County Council needs to make more of an effort to come up with some solutions how we can improve the junctions and improve the traffic movement. And what I was suggesting today is we should have been focusing more on getting the Windy Hall Road complete and take traffic away off Circular Road before we go ahead with this. But unfortunately, the majority of the members decided otherwise. And I think that is unfortunate. But look, we put our best argument forward. But I do think we need to have a serious look at a lot of this active travel projects, because it's going to have a detrimental effect on a lot of the traffic flow that we have at the minute. And that road, Circular Road, and would be, you know, at capacity, and junctions is at capacity, so it's a serious issue.
Meanwhile, Councillor Jerry McMonagall was among a number of councillors in support of the active travel projects going ahead. He says Letterkenny's infrastructure must develop to meet the growing needs of the town. Councillor McMonagall says there is a safety aspect to the plans which is vital for e-scooter and e-bike users.
Today has come to a part date for the Ballyrain and the Circular Road, and this is all part of getting people out of the cars, get them into walkways, cycleways, and getting children able to go to school safely, cutting down the amount of traffic there is in Letterkenny. This won't solve the problem in Letterkenny with traffic, but it'll be part of the solution. And what we have today, we had a very good discussion, robust discussion. The majority of the members are in favour of active travel. We have upwards of €18 million to draw down to put in place the full programme. It's important that we start this now.
And there is a need within Letterkenny. We hear about traffic congestion, but this mightn't be the solution, but there is a need for some works to be carried out and to meet the growing needs of the town.
Yeah, look, and in particular in the Ballyrain active travel, there is part of that there, the signalisation of the two small roundabouts, which adds to long delays. We also got a university now in the town, a lot of young people who may not be able to afford cars, but they can afford e-scooters and e-bikes. And there's an increasing number of e-scooters and e-bikes now travelling the footpaths of Letterkenny. We need to put in place the infrastructure that's going to be safe for the use of e-bikes and scooters, and then a walkway for pedestrians.
Today's Donegal County Council meeting was adjourned briefly this morning as a mark of respect to the two teenagers who passed away after getting into difficulty in Lough Swilly earlier this month. 16-year-old Emmanuel Familola, who was originally from Nigeria, and 18-year-old Matsabanda from Zimbabwe are understood to have entered the water to retrieve a football on May 11th. Tribute has been paid to the emergency services and volunteers who worked to recover the teenagers from the water. The local community and parish priest, Father Francis Bradley, were also praised for providing support to the bereaved families. Police in Tyrone have renewed their information appeal after a Donegal woman died in a two-car collision near the Ulster American Folk Park outside Omagh on Saturday afternoon. 82-year-old Bernie Cranley from Lifford was killed in the collision on the A5 Mellon Road between Omagh and Newton Stewart at around 12:30. She was the driver of a silver Toyota Vitz which collided with a blue Suzuki Vitara. The other driver, a woman in her 70s, was taken to hospital for treatment of serious injuries. Speaking to Greg Hughes on the 9 till noon show, A5 Enough is Enough campaign chair Niall McKenna says the road urgently needs to be replaced.
Our sincerest condolences to the Cranley family and also our thoughts and prayers to the other lady who's very seriously injured as a result of that accident as well. There should be no further evidence required that how dangerous and treacherous this road is and how much it needs to be replaced. On average, this road kills somebody every 3 to 4 months. You know, that's the cold, hard statistic on it. And it's awful to be talking about the issue in terms of statistics because it is about grief and death and pain. You know, that road will not discriminate in terms of who dies on it. It could be somebody who uses the road very irregularly, or it could be somebody that's on it daily. That's how ruthless that road can be.
A Letterkenny councillor is asking where the €1.5 million taken up in speeding fines in Donegal since 2019 has gone. Councillor Jerry McMonagall, the former chair of the Donegal Joint Policing Committee, says in the first 5 months of this year alone, there are almost 2,700 detections, and that suggests that speeding is on the up. Councillor McMonagall says the money raised must be used to implement a meaningful speed prevention programme which tackles the issue, and that means investigating in Garda Roads policing units.
There's obviously a lot more detection of speeding, but there doesn't seem to be any prevention of it. That would worry me, and it certainly worries a lot of other people. If we look even at the amount of fatalities we've had on Irish roads since 2019, like it's almost 1,000 people have lost their lives, and 6,000 or more with serious injuries, and yet people are still speeding. You have to ask, where has the $1.5 million that was raised in speeding fines, where has it gone to? It certainly hasn't gone to bolster the Gardaí traffic unit to make them more visible. I think that's the biggest deterrent. The speed vans, the static cameras, they're okay for a while, but people get used to where they park and they slow down and then they tick off again after they pass them. Whereas if you had more mobile patrols, more checkpoints, more speed traps by the Gardaí who just can turn up here and there, you know, different places, then I think we need to invest in that. And I would, you know, I wonder where the $1.5 million that was accrued in Donegal, where did that go? Did that go to the Gardaí to help them try and combat speeding motorists? I would doubt it very much.
Opposition parties are calling for emergency action on housing. Sinn Féin, Labour, People Before Profit and the Social Democrats have issued a joint call for alternative housing measures to be introduced. They're appealing for renters to protest outside the Dáil on the 17th of June, which will coincide with a private member's motion on the housing crisis. Sinn Féin TD Owen O'Brien says there's a growing anger towards the government.
Rents are rising, house prices are rising, homelessness is rising. The government are missing all of their targets, and particularly social and affordable housing targets. And we want to make a very, very strong call to say that this government, this do-nothing government, is letting people down. And the only way we're going to tackle this crisis is with emergency action.
Donegal County Council has given the green light for a change of use of the old Letterkenny Courthouse. The protected structure is to be extended and modified to make way for a multifunctional space. A tourist visitor attraction is to be housed at the building, along with an integrated tourist information point, interpretation, exhibition, conference, education and learning facilities, as well as spaces for multi-purpose civic, cultural, community use, social gatherings and events. Plans also include a cafe, shop and ancillary offices, as well as a storage and public conveniences. Human tissue found on farmland in County Kerry has been identified as the remains of Michael Gain. The 56-year-old had been missing since March 21st, with partial remains discovered on his farmland near Kenmare over a week ago. A man was arrested in connection with the case, but released without charge last Monday as appeals for information continue. Radio Kerry's Jerry O'Sullivan says online speculation surrounding the homicide investigation is upsetting for the family.
This is kind of adding to the distress of the family in relation to it, and aside from all of that, then the realisation this has been 8 to 9 weeks of the most incredibly difficult time for them. Alongside that, then there's the continuing online speculation, which isn't helpful either.
An Irish MEP is calling for an explanation from ESB Networks as to why there's been a significant increase in the power cuts across the country, and particularly in Donegal, where the increase is considerably higher than the national average of 22% between 2023 and 2024. According to figures received by Cynthia Niverku, the Letterkenny area recorded a 44% increase in power cuts between those 2 years, while the Killybegs area recorded one of the highest increases in power cuts in the country at 61%. On today's 9 till noon show, she acknowledged that weather can increase the risk of power outages in areas like Donegal, but says the disparity between the county and Dublin is stark.
Electricity is a lifeline. Let's face it, everything is chargeable now from a consumer point of view and from, I suppose, regularly running a household. But think of the businesses, think of the hospitals, think of the caring services and every other type of service, whether it's schools or hospitals or fire stations or garden stations or all of these public services. Unfortunately, we are completely reliant on electricity, and whilst we move to a greener form of electricity and so forth, and that's wonderful, we have what we have right now. And to look at that percentage increase, yeah. I know you quoted the figures, but look at the increase in Letterkenny. It recorded a whopping 44% increase in power cuts between 2023 and 24, and look at Killybegs, a 61% whopping increase between those 2 years. But by comparison, when you compare it to Dublin South, or when you compare it to Dublin North, Dublin South had an increase of 11.4%, far less. Dublin North, 23%, far less. So it seems to me that this is adversely affecting rural Ireland.
Repairs to a burst water main may cause supply disruptions to St Columbus Terrace, Donnyloop and surrounding areas. Works are scheduled to take place until 6:30 this evening. Uisce Éireann recommend that those impacted allow 3 to 4 hours after the estimated restoration time for supply to fully return. Police in Tyrone are appealing for information and witnesses following a report of criminal damage in Dungannon. At approximately 11 o'clock this morning, it was reported that windows had been smashed at a property in Stewartstown. Members of the public heard a loud bang sometime between 10:30 and 11 o'clock yesterday evening, and two males were seen making off down an alleyway and into an open courtyard. The PSNI are asking anyone who may have seen these men to contact them on 101. A pedestrian has died following a collision in County Louth this afternoon. The woman in her 80s was hit by a bus on Lower Main Street in Dunlear at 12:20. She was taken to Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital in Drogheda, where she was later pronounced dead. The road remains closed for a technical exam, and Gardaí are appealing for witnesses. It comes after two pedestrians died on the roads over the weekend in separate collisions, as well as a cyclist and a driver. The time is 5:12. We'll be back after the short break. The time is 5:15. Oisín's here with the latest sports news.
Thanks, Kitty. We start with football. Irish international Kevin Keller has hinted at a summer move away from Liverpool. The Cork native was part of the celebrations yesterday as the Merseyside club lifted the Premier League trophy at Anfield following their draw with Crystal Palace. Kelleher, who made 10 league appearances this season, says he wants to play more first-team football.
I feel like I'm a number one, and I think I'm good enough to play week in, week out, and that's what I'm looking to do, obviously. This season, you know, I was lucky enough to play a lot of games, but yeah, definitely something I'm looking at.
Erik ten Hag has been confirmed as the new manager of Bundesliga side Bayer Leverkusen. The Dutchman has been out of work since being sacked by Manchester United last October. He replaces Xavi Alonso with the German club on a two-year deal. St Patrick's Athletic goalkeeper Joseph Anang has received his first call-up to the Ghana senior squad. The 24-year-old steps up from the under-23 squad to take part in the Unity Cup in London. Anang has played 18 times in the Premiership of the Premier Division, rather, of the SSE or Trusty League this season, keeping 7 clean sheets. In Gaelic Games, the Leinster chairman is calling for a change to the current hurling championship season format. Derek Kent wants to see an extended season, giving teams an opportunity to play deep into the summer months. This comes as some counties have concluded their campaigns in the month of May, following their exit from their respective championships. Well, the post-match discussion will continue this evening here on Highland on the DL debate, with the main topic, of course, being Tyrone's win over Donegal in the All-Ireland Series on Saturday. Brendan Devaney's guest tonight will include Brendan Kilcoyne and Owen Mulligan. And that programme, of course, will air just after the 7 o'clock news. Robbie Henshaw has been ruled out for the remainder of Leinster's season with a knee injury. The 31-year-old was replaced in the first half of the team's win over Glasgow 9 days ago. Leo Cullen's side
are also without Tadhg Furlong for this weekend's URC quarterfinal against the Scarlets at the Aviva Stadium. The Ireland front row picked up a minor calf injury. It's understood Furlong's participation in the upcoming Lions series is not at risk. And finally in tennis, fourth seed Taylor Fritz has become the highest seeded player to exit this year's French Open. The American lost 12 of the final 16 games against world number 47 Daniel Altmaier. Defending men's champion Carlos Alcaraz enjoyed a routine straight sets one to progress. Spanish 10th seed Paula Badosa is into round two of the women's after beating four-time Grand Slam winner Naomi Osaka in three sets. And the defending women's champion Iga Świątek will play Briton Emma Raducanu after a straight sets win over Rebecca Shamkova. And that's your sports this evening. We'll have our next bulletin tomorrow morning after the 8:30 news. Kitty.
Thanks, Oisin. The EU will leave no stone unturned to reach a deal with the US on trade, according to Ireland's European Commissioner. Talks between European and American officials are taking place today to discuss tariffs. It comes after Ursula von der Leyen and Donald Trump spoke over the weekend. Commissioner Michael McGrath says there is a huge amount at stake.
It is crucial that we make every effort now over the next 6 weeks to reach an agreement and to provide stability and certainty and predictability to all of the businesses who are so dependent on good, stable terms of trade. And so the European Union will leave no stone unturned in an effort to reach an agreement with our US counterparts.
Meanwhile, Micheál Martin insists both sides want a deal.
But all of the indications in terms of the interaction between Maroš Šefčovič and his counterparts is that they wanted a deal here. Europe has responded so far in a fairly modest and sensible way, hasn't done anything to escalate this in any shape or form, doesn't want to escalate this and wants to land this in a reasonable zone.
The tourism sector may play an increasingly important role in supporting long-term economic growth. That's according to the latest SME Monitor published today by Banking and Payments Federation of Ireland. Irish GDP grew by over 13% in the first quarter of the year, largely driven by medical and pharmaceutical exports. But in counties such as Donegal, much of the growth potential is in tourism. Brian Hayes, chief executive of the BPFI, says tourism sectors could help to keep employment high, particularly if the domestic tourist market can be grown.
We see there's significant potential, particularly in tourism, as we go through the year from the perspective of the economy and jobs in Ireland. And that's going to be important to make sure that we keep the high levels of employment up to what we have at the moment, which is 2.8 million people, the highest level ever. We also see the potential of domestic tourists, people staying in the country this summer, investing in the country this summer, spending money in the country this summer. That's a huge opportunity for the country to continue to grow, because, of course, the tourism sector is very jobs rich in terms of the people who work there. And it's also a big contributing factor in terms of the overall taxes that are collected in the country.
There's been a significant decrease in robbery, burglary and theft offences, according to new figures. However, data from Gardaí shows online fraud is surging. Rhiann Kelly has the details.
The number of reported fraud offences has risen by 61% in the first 3 months of this year compared to the same period in 2024. Some categories jumped even higher, including deception, account takeover fraud and bogus tradesman scams. Forgery and fake online listings have also seen a spike, with Gardaí warning that organised networks are becoming more sophisticated. The increase follows a backlog of referrals from financial institutions, but authorities say the threat to the public is very real. Gardaí are urging people to stay vigilant when dealing with unfamiliar contacts, especially online.
Truck drivers say tractors are a risk to other road users on motorways and should be banned. At present, the law allows for farm machinery to use a motorway if the vehicle can maintain a speed of 50 kilometres per hour. The Irish Road Haulage Association says this rule isn't always followed, with tractors sometimes falling below when they're fully loaded. Farmers say they would oppose any move to drive tractors off motorways. IRHA President Ger Hyland says there's a particular hazard for drivers approaching from behind at speed.
You have a car coming up behind them, and the next thing they realise, they're too close to the tractor in front. They have nowhere to go to look to the overtaking lane, and it's full. So then you have them taking the hard shoulder to get past the tractor because they can't stop in time. If they do jam up in the motorway, you're likely to have a domino effect where one vehicle runs into another behind them.
Butcher Street in Derry is to close this evening due to cable works. The closure is from Magazine Street upper to Waterloo Street. The road will remain closed between 7pm and 6am starting this evening until Wednesday. An alternative route can be found through Butcher Street, the Diamond, Bishop Street, Barrack Street, Leckie Road and Fawn Street. A basic income for artists could be extended beyond August when the scheme is due to expire. A report into the pilot scheme today showed the recipients felt more financially secure and felt more valued in their work. They also reported reduced stress levels, which positively impacted their mental and physical health. Toby Dennett from the Arts Council says the research shows how positive the scheme can be.
We really get a deeper sense of what's underpinning how they feel about the scheme and how it's benefiting their careers, how it's impacting their work, and how it's giving them that sense of purpose and supporting their practice.
J1 season is underway and students are again being reminded to avoid protests and criticism of Donald Trump. Almost 5,500 young people are taking part in the programme in the coming months, but safety concerns are growing after many international students' visas were revoked in America in recent weeks. Immigration lawyer Louise Corrigan says it's important to make sure programme sponsors are aware of any changes during students' trips.
So for example, like a change of address, that needs to be recorded in the system. There are some changes as well that might require prior authorization, so a conversation with your sponsor, employer or organization before such changes would be worth having for if there's a proposed change to the employment.
And now for the weather. Outbreaks of rain today with a few heavy bursts in the early evening. A clearance from the west to scattered showers later. Clear spells and scattered showers tonight. Low temperatures of 6 to 9 degrees. To conclude this evening's bulletin, following lengthy discussions at County House in Lifford, Donegal County Council has agreed to proceed with active travel plans for Letterkenny. There was much concern that the work scheduled to be carried out on the Ballyrain Road and Circular Road would compound the existing traffic issues in the town. Today's Donegal County Council meeting was adjourned briefly this morning as a mark of respect to the two teenagers who passed away after getting into difficulty in Lough Swilly earlier this month. 16-year-old Emmanuel Familola, who was originally from Nigeria, and 18-year-old Matsabanda from Zimbabwe are understood to have entered the water to retrieve a football on May 11th. Police in Tyrone have renewed their information appeal after a Donegal woman died in a two-car collision near the Ulster American Folk Park outside Oma on Saturday afternoon. 82-year-old Bernie Cranley from Lifford was killed in the collision on the A5 Mellon Road between Oma and Newton Stewart at around 12:30. And a Letterkenny councillor is asking where the €1.5 million taken up in speeding fines in Donegal since 2019 has gone. Councillor Jerry McMonagall, the former chair of the Donegal Joint Policing Committee, says in the first 5 months of this year alone, there were almost 2,700 detections, and that suggests that speeding is on the up. That's all from the newsroom for now. We'll be back with the headlines at 6 o'clock. The obituary notices for this Monday evening, May 26th. The death has occurred of Paddy McLaughlin, Fildara Temple Moyle, Culdaff. Paddy's remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there on Wednesday afternoon at 1:30 for 2 o'clock funeral mass in St Patrick's Church, Ochaclay, followed by interment in the adjoining graveyard. Family time from 10pm until 11am. The death has occurred of Bridget Ewing, niece Ganlin, 29 the Curra Killigordon, reposing at her late residence from 7 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning at 10:20 for Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Crossroads, Killigordon at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining churchyard. Requiem Mass can be viewed live on the parish YouTube channel. The house is private to family, neighbours and close friends, please. Donations in lieu, if so desired, to the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland, either directly or care of any family member. And the death has taken place of Kieran Gillen, Church Road, Cairndonna. Kieran's remains will arrive at the Muff border at approximately 8 o'clock this evening to continue to the family home at Church Road, Cairndonna, reposing until 10 o'clock this evening and again tomorrow from 1 o'clock until 9 o'clock. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning at 11:30 for 12 o'clock funeral mass in the Church of the Sacred Heart, Cairndonna, followed by interment in the adjoining graveyard. The family home is private on the morning of the funeral. Funeral mass can be viewed live on cairndonnaparish.com. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland, Donegal Branch, care of any family member or Eamon McLaughlin Funeral Director. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.